part three of building my dream craft room. This one is chaotic. We changed a lot. We did a lot of work we had to redo, but let's get into it. The first thing I did was build this hutch that I found on Amazon. This thing is huge. It is way larger than I thought it was going to be. So initially I had wanted to put it kind of near the window, but I realized with my shelves, it was just covering the window completely. So that wasn't going to work. So I started just moving around furniture to try to figure out a layout that I liked, which I shouldn't have done because I just had to redo it anyway once my giant desk came in. My desk wasn't getting here until Saturday, but it just got here, and I think it's Thursday today, so we're gonna set up the desk. I knew this desk was gonna be large, but I didn't think it was gonna be this deep. I really need to start paying more attention when I'm ordering things because this desk is freaking huge. So pretty much instantly I knew my layout with this desk in front of the window was not gonna work out. It just looked terrible, honestly. So I ended up setting this one up on the other wall, moving all my other crap out of the way, and then moving my initial smaller white desk back in front of the window where it was in the first place. But I like this layout so much better. I do love how deep this desk is because I can have so much on it and then also have a ton of workspace, which was my problem with the other smaller desk. And then I found this gorgeous rug. This looks so much better in the space than my last one does. It actually fits the room. It's super soft and cozy, and it just adds a ton of color to the room, which I love since the rest of our home is more neutral. But here's where we're looking. I realized I needed to start putting some things on the walls, so I hung up just a few things. This mushroom shelf is freaking adorable. I found that one on TikTok, and then I decided to put a bunch of my glass animals in here. I've been collecting these since I was in fourth grade. Most of them are in my childhood home, but I literally have like over 400. A few days later, my closet door just completely fell off when I was putting something inside, so I decided just to hang some curtains on a tension rod. And here's what we're looking at. It looks really, really good so far. It's a little bit messy because I have been using it, but I added a calendar, and it's been really, really nice so far. We're not quite done, so make sure you guys come back for part 4.